visiting with Madison head football coach Nate Tyskraber here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, one of the closest games in the area last Friday was you and Lebo, and it sounded like when I talked to Coach Brian Hadley yesterday, it sounded like it came down to two-point conversions.
Yeah, I would agree with Coach. You know, we each put three touchdowns on the board, and out of six two-point plays between the two teams, they were successful in one of theirs, and that turned out to be the difference on the scoreboard. So, yeah, it was a hard-fought game. Late third quarter, we kind of dug ourselves into a two-touchdown deficit, and then our kids really fought back tough in the fourth quarter, and you know, we had a chance to win there at the end and came up a little bit short. So, you know, a lot of lessons to take from week one, and so hopefully we can make some improvements heading into our home opener this week.
What does it mean to see the grit and determination from your guys to overcome a two-touchdown deficit?
It speaks to the character that the kids that we have here in Madison, you know, our kids are raised right, and you know, they understand that life's full of ups and downs. And you know, I know that sounds cliche, but it really is true, and it's also true on the football field. So our kids didn't blink, and the coaching staff was confident that we just needed something positive to happen to get the ball rolling a little bit for us. And you know, we really saw some good things from late third quarter on, really in all three phases of the game. So, you know, we as coaches can't really take credit for the character that our kids have. They just, they're outstanding kids.
Well, can you talk about some of the kids that did some good things last Friday night for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll start on the defensive side of the ball. You know, I think I've been in Madison now coaching 20-some games. And defensively, this is the first time that we've had three guys in the same game score over 40 points in our tackle point system for different things like being the first hit, getting a sack, hurrying the quarterback, a tackle for the loss. We try to reward our kids with incentives through our tackle point system. And when I tallied it up for the last week one, we've had one or two guys go over 40 points. And if you're over 40 points defensively in our system, like, you made an impact in a lot of different areas on defense. So that was something that really stood out to me looking through the stats. Offensively, you know, we had a few issues, like kind of got in our own way at times, you know, making mistakes. And but certainly in the second half, our offense flashed, and senior quarterback Colton Ish really kind of helped will us to get back into the game on offense. And so we're hoping to be able to build off of that offensive performance. Defensively, we need to tighten up some things and before Friday. And you know, even in the third phase of the game, in the kicking game, we definitely saw some positives. We didn't give up a lot of return yards, whether it be punt return yards or kick return yards. So we felt really good about our kick and punt coverage teams. And then one of our touchdowns that kind of got us springboarded came off of a long punt return that we had. So we were very pleased overall with our special teams performance. And, you know, we're able to get some younger kids in there that might not be starters on offense and defense. And those guys really rose to the challenge on special teams. So we saw some positives in all three phases of the game, but we're definitely looking for some more consistency in all those three phases as well.
Visiting with Madison head football coach Nate Tyskraber here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, as you mentioned, your home opener tomorrow night as you get Hartford and Coach Kistner over there, they returned everybody. And, you know, they got a sophomore quarterback back in Landon Schultz. You know, they got Tyson Bolson, Keenan Renfro, a a lot of guys to name, but you know, knowing that this Hartford team is the same as last year, they're just a little bit older and a little bit more experienced.
Yeah, Hartford, they present a challenge for us defensively in a lot of areas. Just looking at the film from last year, you know, they really moved the ball pretty well from 20 to 20. When they got into the high and low red zone area, we were fortunate enough to make a few plays and keep them off the scoreboard. But, you know, yeah, like you mentioned, all those guys are back. They present challenges for you. First, their quarterback's a smart kid, and he knows where to go with the ball. They've got kids that can play in the backfield and are versatile running the ball and catching it. Their slot receivers are tough to defend, and they move those guys all over the field with different motions and formations. And then they have outside receivers that present a whole new different challenge. So, you know, really offensively, they present a lot of challenges. And so, you know, we expect them to come down and really try to open up the passing game. And, you know, so my hope is that defensively we're ready for some of the different route combinations that they're gonna show, and hopefully our guys can rise to the occasion. Defensively, Hartford, you know, you look at some film from this year, and then you look at some of our films from past years. They're pretty multiple defensively. So the challenge for us on offense this week was to kind of, you know, be ready for some of the different fronts that they're going to show. And so, you know, Coach Kistner does a good job with his kids over there. And even still returning everybody this year, I still think they're pretty young overall. And so, you know, it's a home opener for the Dogs, and we need to have good performance and have good energy in all three phases of the game. So we're excited about the opportunity.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tomorrow with Hartford, and talk to you again next Thursday.
As always, thank you, Mr. Sherwood. We appreciate the coverage. Go Dogs!
That is Madison Head football coach Nate Teichgraber joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by MT Networks, Shanky Well Service, and Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group on Country 101.7 FM.